Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about life-saving tips for cooking and grilling. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Victorian Tilley, Mississippi State University Food Science Nutrition and Health Promotion Graduate Assistant. Victorian, how important is it to make sure we know what temperatures to cook meat to? I mean, if it tastes good, it's done, right?
It is actually very important to know what temperatures to cook your meat to, primarily for preventing foodborne illness caused by bacteria like E. coli. While food may taste good, look, or feel done, that does not mean it is safe. The only way to test for doneness is to use a thermometer. As anyone who has had food poisoning or foodborne illness would know, experiencing these symptoms from sickness is not fun at all.
But I like my chicken the way I like my steak, you know, juicy and a little underdone. And I tend to forget about using meat thermometers because I find them kind of confusing.
So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, whole cuts of beef, pork, lamb, and veal should reach a minimum internal temperature of 145 degrees Fahrenheit. The same goes for fish at 145 degrees. For ground beef, like hamburgers, an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit should be reached. Chicken, leftovers, and any pre-cooked meats like hot dogs should reach a temperature of 165 degrees. It is also important to remember to place the thermometer in the thickest part of the meat to get an accurate reading. Food brought to these temperatures ensures that harmful bacteria is killed and will not cause sickness. We recommend using a digital or dial thermometer. A digital thermometer is quite easy to read and interpret. You do, however, want to make sure that the thermometer is calibrated and that it is sanitized before you use it.
What are some additional recommendations about marinating and grilling meat?
General rules are making sure that all food preparers' hands are washed well and washed often. Keep raw food separate from cooked food, so that means not reusing a plate that's previously had raw meat on it. Keep utensils and surfaces clean at all times. Make sure you marinate food in the refrigerator, not out on the counter. Keep hot food hot, cold food cold. So this means keeping hot food above 140 degrees if you need to keep it hot for a long period of time, and keeping cold food below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Food kept for a while above 40 degrees or below 140 degrees is known as being in the temperature danger zone, where food can be really susceptible to bacterial growth. Divide your leftovers into small portions and place in covered, shallow containers, putting them in the freezer or the fridge within 2 hours of cooking, 1 hour if it's above 90 degrees Fahrenheit outside.
I prefer to grill my food under the garage or porches or patios, carports, and tents because I like to stay in the shade. That's safe, right?
I mean, that's actually not very safe. Some general rules are to position the grill well away from siding, deck railings, out from under eaves and overhanging branches, and a safe distance from lawn games, play areas, and foot traffic. A general rule is at least 3 feet away. Do not wear loose clothing while at or around a grill. Periodically remove grease or fat buildup in trays below the grill. Be careful when using lighter fluid. So do not add fluid to an already lit fire because the flames can actually flash back up into the container and explode. As far as cleaning the grill before you use, it's good to use a coil brush without bristles or a moist cloth or paper towel before you cook. Wire bristle brushes may not be suitable to use since bristles may actually dislodge and get into the food, which would not be any fun to ingest.
What if we actually catch someone on fire or ourselves on fire?
If you happen to catch yourself or someone else on fire, immediately move away from the heat source, but don't run away from the heat source too quickly. Take stop, drop, and roll very seriously and dial 911 if necessary. Have baking soda on hand to control a grease fire and a fire extinguisher nearby. If you don't have a fire extinguisher, keep a bucket of sand next to the grill and never use water or other flammables to put out grease or grill fire.
And don't throw grease on a fire either.
Certainly.
Today we've been speaking with Victorian Tilley, graduate assistant. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.